Okay, so yesterday we talked about the cut-off genealogy in Va'era. So when I was washing the dishes yesterday, I was listening to a share by Rav Yehoshua Shapira from the Meyun Tanakh, because I saw he gave a share on the Minyan HaKatua in Va'era. So I figured I'd listen. I was like, oh, maybe he'll say similar things to what we saw. Then I listened to it, and I realized that he's right, that I missed a lot. I'm not sure I agree with everything in his analysis, but there was something very big I missed in this. So let's go back to it, okay? And I don't think that what we said yesterday is not, you know, plausible, but let's note something even weirder, okay? Because it's weirder than I thought it was, okay? So let's get back. We'll get back to Levi, right? So that's Levi we got. Ve'ele shmot b'nei Levi, l'toldo tam. Girishonu ka'adu mirari. U'shnei chayei Levi sheva u'shloshim matrana. So far, that makes sense? Levi had children and he lived this long. Great. B'nei girishon livni v'shemin l'mishpachotam. Normal? Great. U'v'nei kahat amram v'yitar v'chevron v'uziel. U'shnei chayei kahat shalosh u'shloshim matrana. Normal? Fine. Okay, somewhat plausible. Then you get Vayikach Amram et Yocheved, and we talked about that. But now it gets weird, because if this was just about Moshe, so then once we got to Kahad and we got to Amram, so then what should we do? Moshe, Aaron, and just stop. We don't need all the other families of Levium, but we get them. Well, no, we don't. See, either you should get all of them or you should only get Moshe's. Neither of those happen. We only get some of them, right? We get Uvene Yitzhar Korach Vanefer Vizichri. Right? You get this. You get that the children of Yitzhar are Korach, Nefeg, and Zichri. Uvene Uziel Mishael Velsavan Vizichri. And then you get this very bizarre pasuk. Vayikach Aaron et Elisheva bar Aminadav, achot Nachshon lo liyishav atil lo et Nadav et Avihu ve Elazar ve Tamar. And Aharon married Elisheva, the sister of Nachshon, and had four children, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, Tamar. Uvenei Korach, Asir ve Elkana ve Aviasaf, Ela Mishpachot HaKarchi. And then you get the children of Korach. And then you get the grandchildren of Aaron, the Elazar ben Aaron, lakachnu b'bnot putiel lo lisha, v'teled lo ed Pinchas, ela rashei avot alevi'im l'shvichotam. So, let's review, even within this cutoff list, which we talked about yesterday, the continued weirdness, which is that of the children of Levi, you get Aaron's children and grandchildren, Korach's children, and not Moshe's children. Okay? That is what you get. Okay, again, you get Aaron's children and grandchildren up to Pinchas. You get Korach's children, but you don't get Moshe's children. Okay? Yeah, we like never talk about Moshe's children ever. Yeah, we got that. But this list is really, it's not just that it's cut off. It's that even when it is cut off, Moshe and Aaron seem to be the heroes, except Moshe's children aren't there. Aaron's grandchildren even get in, and Korach's children get in, which is completely unintelligible. Okay, so this is what Rabbi Yehoshua Shapira pointed out. And he said that he thinks the key to understanding it is from a tefillah that we say once a year, that seems to be based on Va'era Perek Vav. Yes, that was my luck. When I was listening, I'm like, really? What is he talking about? I was doing dishes, you know, and like, whatever. And then he said, it is from Tfilat Yom HaKippurim. Yes, where in Tfilat Yom HaKippurim? What? Yes, thank you. Right. Very good. Where in Tfilat Yom HaKippurim? Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten this either, right? Amitz Koach, the introductory piyut to the Seder HaAvodah. Why? Because listen to the following, okay? So the Seder Avodah opens with this story. Amiz Koach, Kabir Virovonim, right? Oh, mighty one, etc., etc. And it tells the following story of the world, okay? It tells you that Adam was born, and you built a, and you planted a tree in Gan Eden. And then it tells the story of Cain and Hevel and v'chulei v'chulei. And then it tells you the story in Tet of Ta'un Gopher Noshaka Kisagarta Ba'ado, Tarfu B'chom Homim V'zervdu Nitzmatu, the story of Noach, right, that the arrogant ones were cut off and Noach was saved in the Teva. And then it tells you that Avram was born, Yedid Atui Eiver Yedacha Ba'olam. And then in Lamed, it concludes the history of the world as follows. Vishartecha Ivita Levi Ish Chasidecha. To serve you, you chose Levi. Lahavdil Migizo Mukdash Kodesh Kodashim. To designate from him one of his children to go into the Holy of Holies, or to be Holy of Holies. Likshor Nezer Kodesh V'la'atot Urim. To bind his head plate with holiness and put on the Urim v'tumim, leishev b'chvuda penima yamim shiv'a, to sit in glory in the Beit HaMikdash for 7 days, machazikei amana shavua kodem la'asor, and to be separated a week before Yom HaKippurim, mafrishei kohen harosh kidat hamilu'im, and they would segregate the kohen, right, according to the regulations of the inauguration service, etc. Now, why is this important? Because he said, we are biased. We assume that this must be a history of Moshe. But if you are honest, right, this last paragraph tells you what this is really a genealogy of, and that is Aaron. Right? Levi. Right? If you look at this as a genealogy not of Moshe, but of Aaron, it makes a lot more sense. Levi, Kahat, Amram, Aaron. Aaron's children, Aaron's grandchildren. Why Korach's children? Because Korach was the one who competed against the Kahuna and along with his sons. Meaning, this is a story of the Kohanim and the people who challenged the Kuna, the people who thought that they should be the Kohanim and turn out not to be. Right? Meaning Korach and his children become notable for one thing. Kolei la kulam gedoshim. They don't challenge Moshe, they challenge Aaron. Right? They challenge Aaron that they want to be the Kohanim. Which means that the only people that you actually meet here, children, grandchildren, etc., are Aharon, his children, Pinchas specifically. Why Pinchas specifically? Because he is a Kohen Gadol. And all the Kohanim Gedolim come from Pinchas. And all of them come from Pinchas. And they're all descended from Pinchas. And the children of Korach. Because they challenge the right of the Kohen Gadol to be the Kohen Gadol. Right? So Rav Shapira points out that it's, as much as this sounds like this is a biography of Moshe and Aaron, it's actually not. Moshe is seems almost parenthetical to this discussion. But it sounds like the main character, for some reason, in this genealogy is Aaron. And therefore, I mean, it's undeniable. He's the only one who gets his children and grandchildren who have not been born yet. Right? Right? Or at least they're not significant. I don't know if Pinchas is born. It's unlikely. But if he is, he's, right, pretty young. Okay, maybe he's born. I don't know. Right? But like, fine, maybe he's born. Right? But still, right? Meaning, like, Pinchas is not important in the story for like 2.5 Sfarim. But we find out now. Right? And Korach's children, for sure, have nothing to do until the middle of Bamidbar. So I think that he's right, right? That just like in Amitz Koach, right? Amitz Koach imagines sort of the history of the world as being a history that trends towards Kohen, right, the Kohen Gadol, right? This particular genealogy is the genealogy that trends towards the Kahuna or the Kahuna Gedola. The question of why that's true, right? So I was convinced by his analysis that this is the case, because I think when you actually read it, it seems undeniable that Aaron is the main character here. Why, in God's name, this happens here is a very good question, which is not totally clear. There are certain things that suggest themselves. What I think is probably the simplest is that what are the next psukim? Who Aaron and Moshe Asher Amar Adonai Lehem Otsiu Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim Al Sivotam Heima Midabrim El Paro Melech Mitzrayim Lotsiu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Hu Moshe Aaron. Right? This is the genealogy of the people who speak to Paro. Except who actually speaks to Paro? Aaron. Right? Aaron is Nivyecha. Moshe doesn't really talk. Why? Because, as it says in this unit, Vaydaber Adonai al Moshe Lemor, Ani Adonai Daber al Paro, Melech Mitzrayim El Kol Asher Ani Dover Elecha, go and speak to Paro, and Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer Moshe Levene Adonai, Hein Ani Ral Savatayim, Eich Yishmai Lai Paro, Moshe said, I can't talk. So this is the story of the person who's speaking to Paro, like, sure, Moshe has to be there, because Moshe is like the hero, but the person actually talking is not Moshe. It's Aaron. Right? So I think the simplest answer is that there may be a lot of theological things going on here as well, which is, in different ways, I think you could suggest different things. We could throw out a few. It could be that at some level, like you see from Amitz Koach, it is this role of Aaron, of being the speaker, right? That makes it that Aaron inherits the Kahuna Gedola. Right, that being the person Kodesh Kadashim who communicates to God on a consistent basis, at some level, it could be the fulfillment of the having been the speaker to Paro. Right, the fact that that's his role could be that forever he is right. He's in that role, in that intimate role. Right, it could be that what's represented by the Kahuna Gedola, right, this continuing relationship with God in this intimate way, is what is manifest here for the first time, right? The fact that God saves the Jewish people because of his commitment to them, right? It could be that that closeness continues to be manifest in the Kodesh Kodashim through the institution of Kahuna. And we can point to different Midrashim that really point this, and Rav Shapiro really does sort of go through some of the Midrashim and point out how at this moment there are certain factors that are going on that the Kahuna will continue to manifest. And I think we could think about different ones. Again, I think the simplest in pshat, once you point it out, is simply that the key here is the Midabrim, and Aaron is the main Midaber, Moshe is secondary. Right? But again, I do think there are theological things that you could draw from this analysis, which I think Rav Shapiro is right, does appear from this, from the Piyur on Yom Kippur, where there's this idea that history trends towards the Kahuna Gedola. Obviously, now, right, he talks about different things. I'll just throw out sort of his ideas, which, again, get very midrashic, but certain ideas like Yitziat Mitzrayim is imagined as part of the marriage of God and the Jewish people, right? Lechtech acharei b'midbar, right? You came afterwards, but it's like, right, ahavat klulotet, right? It's the love of your early marriage. And the place in which God's marriage to the Jews is manifest is in the Mishkan. Right, the imagery of the Mishkan is meant to be the marriage, right? That's when we go into the Kodesh Kodashim, the place of the intimacy, the Kruvim, when God and the Jews are close, are in an embrace, right? This place of God's intimacy and marriage, right? The Mishkan is our home with God. So it could be that Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is where we manifest that marriage relationship, since it's going to be continued in the Mishkan, the Kahuna has a unique representative role. And therefore, right as Hashem is about to basically stick it himself, put himself out there for us and initiate that relationship, right? We already start talking about the Kahuna, which is going to continue the intensity of that relationship. So, right, there is a lot going on there where the Kahuna is central. I don't think we should exhaust it, but I do think it's important to realize that this does seem to be true, right? That this, as important as Moshe is, he is the main character for some reason in Perek Vav in Vayera, seems to be Aaron and not Moshe. Okay?